sharp sulam also. Now we have in our mission of Vlad Shreifa special machlokes. Haji Blazer here will hold Naf Lamar Aleph Amar Aleph. Haji Blazer holds of Vlad Shreifa is no good. He is now settled by Vlad Shreifa. Suppose like this. Laman di yomer Shreifa Yoldov. Yoldov Shreifa could give birth. Vishkachas not going. Shenit Shreifa. First of all, became a Shreifa. Olav Seifir, but then he became pregnant. And that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether this kid could be used for a korban or not. The Rebbe says, so since the mother is a treifa, even though the father is a kosherim, but zev is a ger mezosa. Rabbanan Tzavri, no, zev is a ger mezmuta. That since the father is also a germ and he's muta, even though the mother is a treifa, Rabbanan hold here, zev is a ger mezmuta. Therefore, they hold that the vlad treifa is muta. That's the Yod Kuntum on the Yom, that a Treifa could give birth. But this really is a Machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, whether a Treifa could give birth or not. So Rashi explains what it says now, Zev is a Gurim, for Lekel of Flug, you can't say they argue, for you be Erechimahu. Elim came Ibru, if she first came pregnant, Rechakach Nitrefa. To Hosom, Laman Diyam Yerechu, Ira had Treifa the Gufa, the Treifas happened with the kid itself. Avel Hecha, the Nitrefa, well, let's say first the mother became a Treifa. Olib served and later Ibra, Lekomemi Yerachima, you can't say, Share Yeshboi Tzad Heter. She has a Tzad Heter, the kid, right now. In other words, the fact the mother was a treifa already and then became pregnant, that's not a psula on the kid itself. So the only Tzad could be right now, Al Zev Zegurim. Zev was totally in Zev Zegurim. So Rashi explains why, because in the case where she was Nitrefa first, and then she became pregnant, so even though the mother attacked the treifa, that psula should go over, but there's the father involved. If you hold Zev Zagurim as Mutta, it will be Mutta. See if the Machlokes here is in Zev Zagurim. See if you learn a Treifa could give birth, it's very good, that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Whether Zev Zagurim is also a Mutta. But Laman, do you have a Treifa, ain't a Chayu or any Yoledz? If you don't know a behemoth that's a Treifa, it can't give birth anymore. So, what's Pshah in the Mishnah then? So, Mishkachas, it must be like this. For going to Ibra, the Machlokes is then there that the mother was pregnant first. Well, if Sarif Nitrefa, after she was pregnant, then she became a Treifa. Now she could give birth. So what's the machlokes? What pligi? Yobleza sovar uber yerachimihu. Uber is called yerachimai. So therefore, since the mother became a treifa now, the treifa is like chal upon the uber also. So therefore, as uber yerachimu, the treifa is chal upon the kid also, the fetus also. For Bon and Savri know, uber lav yerachimihu. The uber, the fetus, are not called part of the mother. So even though the mother became a treifa, the yeast is only upon the mother. But the kid, Lamaisa, there's no treifas chal on the kid itself. It's a shalim. So therefore, the kid is kosher for korban. That's the machlokes. But you say, uba yerech imay or not? Omer Rav Huna Funa says, moidim chachom the Rebbe Eliezer, chom agree to Rebbe Eliezer, that befroyach beitzas treifa. Yeah, befroyach, that's the young birds. Beitzas treifa, a young bird that hatched from a beitz, an egg that came out of an oif that was a treifa. Shosa, that this befroyach, the chick is also us, even the Chum agree to Reb Lezer. Why my timer? Ah, can let plegal letter Reb Lezer. When the Chum argue in Reb Lezer in the Mishnah by Behema, that even though the mother is a treifa, the yold on the Vlad is no psal treifa, ele bevlad Behema. Only on the Vlad of a Behema, the fetus or the kid of a Behema, the miavira korabi. Because in the kid, like, even the case that we just said, where the mother was pregnant first, and then the mother became a treifa, the treifa, the Chum says, is not chal upon the kid, because the kid is not called ubi yerachimai, and therefore the kid is called by itself. And the pshat is, the Gemara says now, the meavira karabi, that there's space, there's ear there. Rashi says that vlad b'meimai, the fetus inside the mother's stomach, ain't an odik b'gufa, it's not really attached to the guf of the behema. Elotol b'yavir, it's like hanging in the ear there. So therefore, the kid is not called part of the mother, therefore the yis is not chal upon the mother. The yis of treifa is not chal upon the fetus. Avo Batigmor says, the beitzas treifa, the egg that comes out from a treifa, migufa the tanagulus karabi, grows inside the body of the tanagul, the chicken like, it's attached to it, it's odik in it. So therefore, afilu rabbonamai, even rabbonam would agree, that this egg that comes out from the treifa has an yis of treifa on it. And therefore, the afreich that grows, the hatches, the chick that comes out of this, is also for korban. On this, that's what Rav Huna said. Oh, malei rov, Rav Huna, Rav says about Rav Huna, Tanya de Misayim Loch. First, I'll bring you proof Tanya, I'll bring you a proof to himself who learns like you. It says like this, Halacha, Molei Tarvud Rima. If you have a spoonful of worms, full of worms, Habo Miyotim Chai, came out of a person, worms that came out of a person, and the person right now was still alive, and Rashi says, and then he died. So Rabbi Lezer Mitam, Rabbi Lezer holds that these worms have now a Tumas Mace on it. But of course, it's called part of the Yodam. The Chachamim Mitar, the Chachamim say, no, it's Torah. They hold now that the worms is not called as part of the Mace, and therefore the Chachamim hold that it's Torah. Rashi holds, Rashi says, Tomei, the goof for you. V'yadkan le'polig led Rabbonin, yeah, and the Gemara says, Adkan le'polig Rabbonin le'y eleberima. They only argue by these worms. The pirsha biyamu, because worms are not really called like part of the body of the person. The worms is only like a discharge. So therefore, the Chum say that the worms is not like the mace itself. Avodetza, but an egg that comes out of this, the tanagol that was a trefa, but by the bird that was a trefa, the miguf for the tanagol, so it comes out of the goof, the body of the bird. After the Rabbanan might, even the Rabbanan would agree that it has the same halacha like the bird, the mother itself, and where the mother was a trefa, Avada the Yisrael trefa would be chal upon the chick also, the egg also. Oh, Malay Abaye, Abaye said back to Rav, no. Oh, Malay Abaye, Adar Rabba, just the opposite, Ifchem is tar with the Svar, just the opposite, Fekel will be a stira, Akasha to Rav, no. The Svar is just the opposite. And like this, Ad Kanle Plig Rablezio Lad Rabbanan. When did Rablezio argue on Rabbanan and say that this spoonful of the worms of a person, of the body of a person, has Tumas Mace on it? Elabarima. Only by worms that came out of the person himself. The Ikre Odom Michaim Rima, that a person himself is called a worm. The Seer the Pasuk says, Vetikvas Enosh Rina. Oven Odom Talas, that a person acts like a big Balgaivanik, it says that he's also like a worm. Son of a man, that's like a worm. Avagabe beitza, but by the egg, Amos Godlo. When does the egg grow? By a young bird, when does it grow? Lechi misrecha, only after the egg itself, like first becomes, like sircha means first, like rots away, becomes rotten. And once the egg first becomes rotten away, is offer biyamu. It's only called efer, it's called like dust. So therefore, the chick that comes out, like, is not called coming out from the mother. It's called like what came out of the mother. The egg itself becomes like dust, and now it's created by itself. So therefore, the yisur is poka. It's like dust biyamu. Therefore, the chicken that comes out, avada would be mutter. And therefore, I feel the Reb Lezer moida that by a chicken, by the egg, that what grows out from the egg would be mutter, there'd be no issa. So we have just the opposite of Rav Huna. So Yoid also, Tani, we learn Kilo like this. We hear Tani Behedja, that Moid, the Rav Lezer agreed to Chachamim, be a Freyach Beitza, the chicken that grows out of an egg, trefa from the mother was a trefa, Shemuta, that this chicken is mutter. So you see Kilo, not like Rav Huna Svara. And the Svara is because the egg first, like rots away, becomes rotten. So therefore, the Easter is pukkah like offer, and what comes out of it is muta. Omulei said back to Menach Nami, Tanya Tanya, if you learn like this clearly, so very good, I'll agree to you that the Efroyach of a Beitza, the Efroyach Beitza, everybody holds is muta. Then it says in the Mishnah of Chalina, Benatik Nusay Mekshera, a Kashra Behema that was yearning, that nursed from a Trefa, so the Behema becomes puzzled. My time, what's the reason? Lame, if you want to tell me the Fatma Minor because it became fatter because of the trefa. Elamiyat, if so, Hechilo Kashini Avodah Zorah, say, take your animal and you feed it stam food from an Avodah Zorah. Hochin Amad Yasiri, you want to say the animal becomes us? Like, so what? So what are the Galubits food from it? But the animal itself is still mutter. So here also, just because it was Yonik from a trefa, that should make it also. So my answer is, Elarada Toni Rabbi Chanina. Tritoyi Kaima the Rabbi Yechanan. Could go in the cases here, Shenika Cholav Roseach, that this Ksheru, this animal Ksheru, used to drink the milk out of this Behema Trefa, Mishachos to Shachos, meaning every single morning. Hoyo Viyachol Lama Doleh Mies Leis. Since from the drink of milk that it drank in the morning, it's possible to have enough nourishment for the whole day, so it comes out the whole nourishment of this Behema came from this Trefa. So in this case, that's John the Mishnah, that's where Bechalina holds, that the behemoth is also considered a trefa. Since the whole nourishment that got all its life was only from the behemoth trefa, it also has the psul trefa on it. It's also be possible for a carbon. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hakotchim shenasa treifa in poidim kiyam ipoidim with the kolovin." We know in the middle. How do we know this? On the rabbanon, the pasuk says, "Tizbach yilad shecht absulia magdashim." Because after you poidir it, after the behemoth became up, after the korban became a balmum, you could redeem it. What can you do with it now? Tizbach shecht it. We darshim ula gizi. Now let us shear off the wool. For your chalta, it says, "Olik lavecha." You could either not give it to your kolovin. Basar only could use the meat. Bulei cholov, you can't use the milk. You can't milk it. We can't, and here we learn out from this pasuk, Shein poidim es hakodeshim lachilim leklovim. Like where the korban became a balmum. And now it's a treifa, that you're not allowed to eat it yourself, so you can't be poidir it. Because you're not allowed to be poidir kodeshim to give it to your dog. It says, Gechalt, you have to be able to eat it. Ikud yami is something like this. The pasuk says, Tizbach v'yachalt, it's one drosha. Ein lucha ben heter ele mishas zvicha v'elich. Means only after the behem is dead, after the zvicha, then you're allowed to use it. In other words, it's only Mika Nisa, you can't have the geese or the milk you can't use. But once it's made, you can do whatever you want with it. There's no reason not to give it to a caliph. So this Rosh holds, Kesava, this time holds Kesava, yes, not like our Mishnah, but they'll hold. Poidim is the Kodeshim Nachlil Naklovim. You are allowed to be Poidim HaKodeshim, even though it means to give it to Klovim. So Kitsa, Din of our Mishnah, like a Samachlekis, had a dash in this Pasik. Is the apostle of Yechalt is saying v'leilaklovecha, or else no, there's no trust for leilaklovecha. You could even be poyder it, even if you have to give it to your klovim, even though it's a treifa. According to the sheet, you'll be able to be poyder it. All right, we'll stop here.